I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Big story regarding Netflix that is catching a lot of people, I think, maybe off guard. I think it could spell the end to the streaming service. They just released details on how they're going to crack down on password sharing. Let's dive into those details.
Password sharing.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get where Netflix is coming from. And I get where all of these companies, the subscription and streaming services, if everyone is cheating the system and sharing passwords, then you go out of business. I understand that. I'm sympathetic to that. But, for example, there are many ways you can do this. You can accomplish the same thing without this absolute disaster of a plan that they're going to put in place right now.
So what I read is that you will have to re-log in to your account every 31 days, or they're going to block your device. So, okay, tell me if I'm look, they start changing the terms of use and the agreements, and I'm like, what are you telling me? I am already so confused. You're lucky I'm able to set this thing up on my television and pay you $9.99 a month. So I think what's going to happen, Dave, is it will require all of the users to identify a primary location for all accounts that live in the same household. And then you need to sign in to the home Wi-Fi of that location to get into the Netflix.
So it's going to track and make sure, oh, is this the primary location Wi-Fi? That's an important aspect of it.
Okay, so if my daughter is using it at college.
Okay.
And she lives away from me in an apartment. And then I'm living, 40 miles the opposite direction. She won't be able to use my Netflix account.
She would have to come to your house.
Stop it.
At least every month.
Stop it.
Log out, log in into your account, and then she'd be good for another 31 days.
No, that's just...
Yeah, there's no way.
So...
Which is crazy. Like, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to share your Netflix account with your daughter. Like, direct relation. Now, should you be able to share it with me? No. No, that doesn't make any sense.
Even if you're my BFF?
Even if we're BFFs.
So it's family. What you're saying is there's a family relationship, sort of same household, but she lives away. What if it's my son who has his own home, owns his own home?
Yeah. And what's the right age? And what about the grandchildren? There are so many problems when you start saying, well, yes to this and no to that. I've got the solution. I'll share it. Let's lay out what their plan is. And then I'll tell you how you fix it. And the fix is super easy.
Well, I'm just having a hard time exactly sorting through what their plan is. So you got the cost of adding an extra member to an account. I don't know. I mean, I'm just... So to bypass it, the main account holder will need to verify the device through a temporary code. And then once it's verified, if you're traveling... You can watch Netflix for 7 consecutive days. So they've got this travel mode.
Which is stupid. Like, there's a lot of times we travel more than 7 days.
And I'm not sure if you can request many temporary codes following that 7-day period. So if you're on the road, you don't avoid paying for an additional account. See, here's, okay, let me time out. I'm going to time out us right now. When companies start making it complicated for me to use the services for which I pay.
Yes.
So I lose interest immediately. I'm ready to break up with you.
Yep.
This would be like, for example, me going to the grocery store and they placed the self-checkout line in closets where I couldn't figure out where the closets were and I couldn't check out. So I'm either going to steal the stuff, I'm going to find a workaround and steal the stuff, which I'm not going to do, or I'm going to quit going to that grocery store because you've made it so complicated for me to be a customer. I don't know if you feel the same way about this. So often,
yeah.
You do?
Oh, I'm with you, Deb. If you make it hard for me to use the product for which I am paying, I have a short fuse. I have a very short fuse. And I can tell you right now, I will give this about 5 minutes of patience and I'm gone.
They're also going to do more ads.
Ads I'm used to.
Okay, so what does this mean for Netflix? Or first of all, let's get into this. What is your solution?
The solution is already there and they are already using it. It's very simple. First of all, let people share passwords all they want.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. If you want to give it to 100 people, that's fine. You only allow and you charge people by how many views or how many hours or how many people can watch simultaneously. So say I share my Netflix password with you. That would be totally fine. But we can only watch it at different times.
One at a time. Okay. So it's in line kind of thing.
Yeah. And I can tell you this. As soon as I want to watch Netflix, but I can't watch it because Debbie's watching Netflix, I'm like, well, I'm done with you. Like, I will not. When I want to watch it and I'm paying for it, I get priority, and I don't want to have to coordinate with you and the 7 other people that I shared my Netflix password with of like, hey, is anyone watching it? Am I free to watch Wednesday? Am I free? I don't want to have to clear that with anybody. So people just won't. They'll say,
because that'll be a pain.
That'll be a pain. I'll pay the $10 myself if it's something that's important.
You'll kick your kids off of your grown kids off the Netflix
yes.
account, and they'll go get their own. I see what you're saying. So they'll go get their own Netflix account, and this is the way. So allow password sharing until you realize, as a family, it's working against you. You're not having fun with password
yeah.
sharing. Dad doesn't know when he can actually watch his favorite show.
Right.
And so Dad says, you know what? I had enough. You're grown. You pay your own just like that and your cell phone bill. You pay it all. I like that idea. I wonder why they didn't call you about that.
They already have it. This is what's so frustrating is they already have this. Like right now, I pay $15 a month. I can watch Netflix simultaneously on 4 devices. So I could watch it and my 3 kids that are home could watch it.
Okay.
We could all watch it at the same time. That's what $15 pays. Okay? So if I give out my Netflix password to 50 other people, all of a sudden, all of us are going to be scratching our head like, well, I just can't ever get on. The hassle will solve it. Just simplify it like that. It's already in place. I don't know what they're doing. This is an absolute disaster. They eject. This is my prediction. February 2nd at 10:13. This is my prediction. They abandon this within the week. There will be such an absolute exodus from using Netflix.
Should we quit together?
I'll quit right now.
Let's quit. Let's quit together.
This is our protest.
Should we? We're going to do that in the break. You're going to have to show me how to log on to my phone, my phone app, to quit Netflix. Are you going to quit Netflix over this? 801-575-TALK. 801-575-TALK. I think there's just so many options out there right now.
Yeah.
I think Netflix just showed me, like, if you're going to make it tough for me to log on, and I got to re-log on every 31 days with that strong password, which is like 75 characters long, it's a no thank you. How about you? 801-575-TALK.
Dave and Janovic.
The problem with Netflix's new password policy, in my view, is that it's putting the pressure on me because others have decided to cheat and password share. So I just went onto my Netflix account, onto the app, and even without Dave's help,
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
I just did it.
Just now.
I did it because I feel like this new policy would put more such a burden on me, and I'm the paying customer. We're taking live phone calls, 801-575-TALK. We'll lay out what the policy is again in just a second. But we want to know if you're a quitter too, like me.
Yeah, the program they have set up right now, you got to constantly log in. You have to make sure that you're accessing your home's Wi-Fi. And if you're at work, you can only do this for 7 days. If you're on vacation, there are so many layers to this. If I'm paying you, you cannot take up brain power. You cannot take up my brain power. There's too many penguins on this island anyway. Right, I don't need Netflix to knock one off because it's movies.
The Secret Life phone calls 801-575-TALK. Let me tell you the other reason in a moment why I decided in the moment after talking about this password policy to quit Netflix. Let's get with, is it Connor? Are you there?
Yeah, it's Connor.
Hi, Connor. Connor from Provo. Are you a Netflix customer right now?
My parents are, and I'm using their account.
Oops.
Thanks, Connor.
What do you think of this new plan? Are you going to drive to mom and dad's house, or do you maybe live there? Are you going to be able to like reset your password every 30 days?
So we actually use my wife's family's account, and they live in Hawaii. So it might be a little hard for us to visit Hawaii every
31
single
days.
Month
yeah,
to go
yeah.
get the password.
So what do you think about this new plan, this new password plan?
So here's my biggest issue with it is what about the people that travel a lot and when you might be home for 2 or 3 days and forget to log into your account for those 2 or 3 days, you go back out and you're not near your home Wi-Fi to be able to get 7 more days.
And you get blocked. That's what Netflix will do.
And then you're stuck without your account for a couple weeks or whenever you get back.
Okay, so Connor, listen, I'm not totally judging, but a little judging. Why are you stealing their password?
I just prefer not to pay the extra dollars. And if my parents are using it, why not?
I love it.
My dad barely uses his account anyways.
Yeah. Well, Connor, thanks for your phone call. I appreciate the insight. Megan from Draper, you gonna can Netflix or you gonna keep it?
No, I don't know. I'm on the fence because this is the funny thing is, my brother pays for it. We, as siblings, have all stole his password, and we all use it. But listening to your guys' solution, I'm like, well, part of me is I'm like, who in the right mind would give out your password to 50 people, first of all? I'm like, I don't know if I have that many people that I would want on my watching and seeing what I'm watching. But second of all, I'm like, Netflix just needs to just pay charge every profile that you set up. Because then you see every single person that's using it from all different places around, town. So if they say, okay, the main guy is setting it up, they're paying for it, but I'm going to charge you now for every additional profile or every additional device or Wi-Fi password or however it may be, that might be the better way to go and not charge the full 15, but maybe say, okay, every profile, half the price or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then then you can still share it. But then, I mean, I guess you have an additional fee on top of all that.
Yeah, that's a better idea too.
Yep.
Nice job. Netflix has come up with the worst idea yet. every time people open their mouths with an idea, it's better than what Netflix is proposing right now. It's a disaster. People will leave. It will be a mass exodus. Debbie left 2 seconds ago, like literally in the commercial break. She's like, I'm done. And you know typically how they say, well, why are you leaving? Debbie hit other and then typed out her response because of your new stupid, I don't know, did you say stupid?
I didn't.
Atrocious?
I just said
awful.
New password policy.
Yeah,
I want them to be able to track that. I think if you're going to quit,
you got
to
tell them.
Yeah,
why.
You got to tell them why. Yep. Otherwise, they're just going to think it's too expensive or whatever the other options they give you. And Dave, I want to just, Emily, hold the line. We know you're there. Wade and Sandy, hold on for just a second. I just, for those of you just jumping in the car, turning on the radio, and you're wondering what in the world we're talking about Netflix. Because everybody's talking about this new password policy that Dave predicted moments ago, they're going to rescind within maybe by the end of the week, which maybe that's end of COB tomorrow. But let's go into the quick Reader's Digest version, Dave, of this new password policy. And my read of it is, you all got to be in the same home, logging onto the same Wi-Fi, and then you're good to go for 30 days. But let's say your kids are using them, and they, like my daughter lives way across town. It's a good 40-minute drive. The last time she came to my home, she's like, I can't believe mom lives this far away from me now. So I don't think she's going to be returning home every 30 days just to reboot the Netflix
right
app.
No way.
It's just, right. It's just like, why would we spend that much gas? It's $5 in gas just to get to my house. Why would we do that? So did I explain it well enough? And then if you're in travel mode, you get like a 7-day window to use Netflix before they block your account.
Yeah, it is so flawed on so many levels. I'm just scratching my head. And again, I will not allow you to take up brain power on this Netflix, so I'm done. My kids don't realize this. Sorry, dudes, here's the announcement. Dad's done with your gravy train.
Emily from Salt Lake City. Are you going to stick around? Oh, you are?
Yeah. No, for Netflix, no. I don't think so.
You stick around for us, but not for Netflix.
Yeah, what's your
take on this new password situation?
Well, I think it's nuts, and it kind of hit home yesterday. My sister's been in the hospital for over a month, and she's really sick, and I took her Apple TV up there and set it up and had everything set up so she could watch shows, and it kicked her out.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I just think that really the ripple effect of something like that is just nuts. It really is. And it affects a lot of people in different ways.
I think part of the problem is Netflix, they're doing what everyone else, they're so happy. Like, so Peacock, Apple TV, Hulu, Prime, everyone loves Netflix right now because they're dealing with the same problem. I get it. You're producing. It costs a lot of money to do the streaming service, to produce the shows. We should pay for what we use. So there's got to be a better way. Mm-hmm. I am not for everybody stealing the passwords. I understand that. That's fundamentally wrong at some point, right? It's fine if your kid does it, but what about your partner?
Your neighborhood.
You got to draw the line, right? I understand that. But this plan right now that they have is an absolute disaster.
Wade from Sandy, are you on Team Netflix for this?
I don't know what you mean by Team Netflix, but yes, I am on Netflix. I've been on Netflix for more years than I can remember. Now, as far as like stealing passwords, I'm not down for that, but it's been so long since I checked it out, and I want to tip my hat to Dave for saying, I don't want to use any more brain power on this.
Right.
I don't want to use brain power on this. I thought I already set it up where I could have 5 accounts.
Yep.
I already paid for it.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter where they live, but I pay for that service.
Yes.
And who cares if they're in Russia or Zimbabwe or Hawaii or Idaho or not Sandy, you know?
Yep.
I paid for that. Are they going to be penalized now because they have to once a month fly back here or boat back over here or something like that. That's ridiculous. And I don't know what's going on with this, but I'm also on board with you again, Dave, that I think this is going to be thrown off the bridge, you know?
Yeah. It's going to be. Yeah. Someone's getting fired.
They're going to realize, yeah. They're going to realize this was just, I don't know. Who's the guy in the meeting that came up with the idea?
Yeah, that guy's fired.
Let's go ahead and start trying to offend the people that make us millions and billions of dollars. Yeah. You know, I'm not stealing. I don't have 52 accounts on it. I pay for the five.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Wade, is that you're doing everything by the book, and now because there are those who aren't doing it by the book, we're having to pay the price by, you know, inputting our long password, making sure our kids aren't blocked. And, you know, like Emily's sister, and sorry, Emily, for what she's going through, and hugs to her, are getting booted off when they're in the hospital. Can I just say, you got something to say, and then I want to round out my thoughts too.
Fire Netflix Bob. You're like, well, who's Netflix Bob? He's the person, I don't know who that person is, I made up Bob. He's the person that came up with this stupid idea. That guy's got to lose his job. This is the worst plan in the history of Netflix.
One reason why it was not that difficult for me to pull the plug in the break before our phone calls on Netflix is because I thought back over my last couple of weeks of viewing of Netflix, and I spent last weekend watching The Pez Outlaw. That's where my viewing habits have gone. With like, I'm scraping the bottom of the candy
Pez
barrel. Out. Yeah, so I felt like that was also another sign I'm okay without Netflix.
Good sign.
Yeah, canceled. Five calls next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.